This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We have the latest numbers on the European economy and why the EU budget process is so complicated.
It comes down to a group of very powerful leaders trading individual bits of the budget like a game of Monopoly.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Eurozone growth slowed in the first quarter to 0.4% from 0.7% in the last 3 months of 2017. And that's after disappointing figures from the UK and France last week. Yale Selfin, KPMG. EMG's chief European economist breaks it all down.
The Eurozone economy is still growing relatively strongly, whereas in the UK there's more concerns that we've lost some significant momentums. We are seeing some negative numbers, especially from Germany on industrial production, etc., that have been going on for some time. 0.7 was relatively strong for Eurozone. A slight moderation was always on the cards. We've also had relatively bad weather. We had some strikes.
And what do you think this means for the European Central Bank?
Growth remains relatively strong. If we look at the long-term trend, it is probably just above it. There is still some room for the European Central Bank to reverse the very relaxed monetary policy this year. It's just a question of how fast and how aggressive.
Yale Selfin. Well, sticking with Europe, if you think getting Congress to agree a budget every year is hard, spare a thought for European lawmakers. Their first post-Brexit budget comes out today. The BBC's Adam Fleming is in Brussels.
This is a long-term budget that will run for 7 years from 2021. And it's the start of a big row between the EU institutions, the European Commission and the European Parliament, and the individual member states, the 27 countries that will remain in the EU.
How is Brexit complicating matters?
The UK is what's known as a net contributor. It pays more money into the EU budget than it takes out in the form of EU programmes. And so EU officials say that that means there's a black hole in the budget after the UK leaves. So the question is, how do you plug that gap? Do you get richer countries to pay in more, less rich countries to receive less, or do you generate new sources of revenue, or do you spend less?
That really highlights just how complicated it must be to negotiate a 1 trillion plus euro budget every few years with more than 20 countries. And to top it all off, the budget is finalized only when there's a consensus?
Yes, it's got to be agreed by all the member states and it's got to be approved by the European Parliament. Quite often, it comes down to a group of very powerful leaders sitting in a room. Last time, apparently, it was David Cameron, then Prime Minister of the UK, François Hollande, then President of France, and Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, trading individual bits of the budget, billions here and there, like a game of Monopoly.
Adam Fleming there. Let's do the numbers. Asia shares ended lower while European indexes are in the green, helped by Apple earnings overnight. Investors are parsing the latest Eurozone growth figures while also keeping an eye on the Fed decision later today in the US. Macedonia faces a tough choice. Keep its name or gain access to the EU. That's because Greece, already in the EU, has its own region called Macedonia. So unless Macedonia, the country, agrees to change its name, Greece could block its EU entry. The BBC's Tanya Beckett reports from Skopje.
The Prime Minister of Macedonia, Zoran Zaev, became Premier of the former Yugoslav Republic last year, but not before an attack in Parliament that left him bleeding profusely from his forehead. He's been in the post now for coming up to a year. I wanted to ask Mr. Zaev first of all about a problem that has dogged the country for a quarter of a century and one that prevents it from joining the European Union, a dispute with neighbouring Greece over its name.
Our constitutional name, Republic of Macedonia, make problems with our good south neighbor, Greece, because they have northern part of the country called Region Macedonia. through the solution of the problems, we can even increase cooperation between the countries. But for us, that will mean removing the obstacles of our integration process. More than 70% of our citizens in some research are in favor of our integration in NATO, in our integration in the European Union. Because we are a small country, only integrated, we will be stable, we will be safe. That means more investment, that means more jobs.
Christian Delev was tasked with attracting international investors to Macedonia as part of the previous government.
The name dispute involves very sensitive issues: nationality, identity, language, culture. So the condition that we must give up all of these things, it's like giving up our soul.
Prime Minister Zaev emphasizes the country's workforce has a strong competitive advantage.
We have very good engineers here, very good IT technicians. The cost of hiring the engineers in Macedonia is lower than the rest of the Europe, because the expenditures to living here is lower.
Macedonia shares its struggles with any small but divided population, which is compelled to reach well beyond its borders to find large enough markets for its products. Keeping the country intact as it does so is almost certainly Macedonia's greatest challenge.
Tanya Beckett reporting. Finally, forget fake news. In Egypt, the government plans to punish anyone unauthorized from making weather predictions, all part of a bigger government crackdown on information. In wet, grey London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.